Timothy, let me start with you and your book on tyranny. We were just talking about how so much of what we've seen over the last 3-4 months has been described as unprecedented, and that there's not a great sense of history in America or history in the world. You take a little bit longer view of things in this book.
Yeah, what I try to do is imitate the Founding Fathers. When the Founding Fathers wrote the Constitution, they were worried about the future of the Republic. They looked back at examples of democracies and republics failing. When we can today look back at the 20th century, we also see that most republics and most democracies fail. What history can do is spread our imagination so that we can see how they fail and give us tools to try to help us. Because a lot of the things that are happening to us are just the early stages of processes that have happened elsewhere. So history can help.
And what do you see in terms of a parallel of the last 20th century? As you've watched the first few months of the Trump administration, is there a parallel in the world?
Of course, there are all kinds of parallels, and every day one sees a new one. So, for example, with the firing of Mr. Comey, there are a couple of things. First of all, the idea of loyalty. Loyalty is a way that you take a rule of law state like ours off the rails and transform it into something else. When the president asks the FBI director for loyalty, he's actually trying to change the character of the American government. Hitler in 1934 began to demand precisely loyalty, and it was from that moment forward that he was the leader and no longer just the chancellor of Germany. Or, for example, firing Mr. Comey by sending over a head of a private security detail. That's what happens in Germany as well. The private security detail eventually becomes the SA and the SS. They become more important than the police. It's a baby step forward to use the head of your private bodyguard to fire the FBI director, but it's a troubling indication of the way this man's mind works.